Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the only tropical fish podcast that is hosted live on the air. Join the passionate tropical fish keeper, Aqua Alex Cardinelli, for a fun and educational tropical fish episode. This is the Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, where freshwater and saltwater fish and aquariums are discussed. Aqua Alex has over 12 years of fish keeping experience and over 3 years of podcasting experience. He will show you his passion for tropical fish with this episode. You can call in live at 516-418-5674 to chat tropical fish and join the chat. Now, let's chat fish. Here's Aqua Alex live from his fish room next to his 125-gallon aquarium in West Palm Beach, Florida. Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast is now live.
Hello, tropical fish keepers, and welcome to Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. I'm your host, Aqua Alex Cardinelli, broadcasting live from my fish room in West Palm Beach, Florida. I want to thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Today, I bring to you a brand new series exclusively here on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. This is the Catfish Cave, a podcast series dedicated to all different types of catfish kept in aquariums. There are many species of catfish that are available to us aquarium hobbyists all around the world. From China, you have the sun catfish, a.k.a. the eclipse catfish. You also have the Wells catfish from Europe. And then, of course, South America, you have a lot of catfish that are available to us. Now, I, Aqua Alex, am a big fan of catfish. I think every aquarium should have a catfish in them because catfish have a lot of personalities, and their willingness to eat anything and the ability to eat until they gorge themselves is quite fascinating, in my personal opinion. So I look forward to chatting about catfish on this series, The Catfish Cave, which I think I'm going to be doing weekly, hopefully if I had the time. But I'm definitely going to be doing The Catfish Cave at least twice or three times a month. Most of my favorite catfish species come from South America. Today, I'm going to talk about one of my absolute favorite genus of catfish. Now, catfish that come from South America include Corydoras catfish, include the Octodorus niger, ripsaw catfish. They include the Megalodorus irwini, which is the zebra ripsaw. They include red-tailed catfish, ornate pim catfish, four-winged pictus cats, vulture cats, you name it. One big family of catfish, the Pimodella family, they have a special section of fish known as shovelnose catfish. Today, we're going to be talking about shovelnose catfish that are in the Pimodella family. They come from South America and are readily available in the aquarium hobby. Lima shovelnose catfish and tiger shovelnose catfish are loved not just by me, but other monster fish keepers and catfish enthusiasts. While these catfish do get quite large, their personalities are outstanding, and they have some amazing color patterns, both as juveniles and adults. So here's what's planned for the show today. I'm going to give you information on Lima shovelnose catfish. I'm going to give you information on tiger shovelnose catfish. And I'm going to tell you how to successfully raise baby tiger shovelnose catfish, because juvenile tiger shovelnose catfish can be quite difficult to raise. A lot of people end up losing their juvenile tiger shovelnose or have a hard time keeping them. but I have raised several Tiger 7-0s from juveniles, and I'm going to share my tips on how you can successfully raise a juvenile Tiger 7-0s, provided you have a large enough aquarium. Now, should you have any questions on Lima 7-0s and Tiger 7-0s, and you're listening live, please feel free to call in. The call-in number is 516-418-5674. Again, if you're listening live and you have questions on Tiger 7-0s and Lima 7-0s, or you want to share your experiences with them, you can call in by doing so. Call in at 516-418-5674. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and start talking about the Lima and Tiger 7-0s. And we're going to start with the Lima 7-0s. Looking for a catfish that can live in your large community aquarium? Looking for an oddball type catfish? Want an active catfish with a unique shape to swim in your aquarium? Consider the Lima 7-0s catfish. Now let me discuss the Lima 7-0s with all of you. Lima 7-0s catfish is known as the sorbene lima. Common names for this fish include Lima 7-0s, duckbill catfish, duckbeak catfish, common shovel-nose catfish, or shovel-nose catfish. The scientific name is sorbene lima. Family, as I discussed in the intro, is Pimodella. Lima 7-0s catfish are in the same family as other common aquarium PIM catfish, such as red-tail cats, tiger 7-0s catfish, pictus cats, and four-line pictus, among others. Their genus is sorbene. Their natural habitat, Lima 7-0s cats are found all over the Amazon. So they're found all over South America and the Amazon. They are found in Venezuela, Ecuador, Colombia, Peru, Brazil, Orinoco, and more. They have been collected from both open flowing sections of rivers and tributaries and quieter habitats such as floodplain lakes and oxbows, but mostly they inhabit cloudy, turbid whitewater rivers. Juveniles often form aggregations around thickets of grasses and reeds or among submerged woody structures such as tree roots. Full-grown size. Lima 7-0s have a size range of 12 to 18 inches in the aquarium hobby. In the wild, some can reach 20 inches, but the average size in the aquarium hobby is anywhere from 12 to 18 inches. They are more manageable than the tiger 7-0s, which can reach 2 feet and more in length. Tank size for a Lima 7-0s. Unlike the tiger 7-0s, a Lima 7-0s does not require a 500 to 1,000-gallon aquarium, although they'd love the space. With them growing to over a foot, I personally recommend 90 gallons and up for a Lima 7-0s. Ideally, a 6-foot, 125 to 220-gallon aquarium would be perfect for one or two. Yes, you can keep more than one Lima 7-0s together in an aquarium. They are a schooling catfish. As with most Pimodella catfish, 7-0s cats will school with one another. Maintenance. Lima 7-0s catfish by nature are nocturnal, which means that they are most active at night, like most catfish are. You will need to provide your Lima 7-0s plenty of hiding spaces in order for it to feel secure. You could use driftwood caves, rock formation caves, or even plastic plants or real plants. Just give them something to hide in case they get stressed out. Overfiltration is recommended for any fish that grows over a foot. Provide oxygen in the water with the help of a wave maker or air stone. And in my personal opinion, ditch the air stones and save them for a small aquarium. Wave makers are the way to go in a larger aquarium. That's just my personal opinion. Now, while Lima Shovelnose catfish are quite hardy, they do need clean water, so I recommend doing at least 2 water changes a week. Water conditions for the Lima Shovelnose: temperature, 74 to 86 degrees Fahrenheit, and pH is neutral, 6.0 to 7.5. They're a very hardy fish and can adapt to almost any parameters, but I recommend keeping them between 6.0 and 7.5. Now, diet. Like all South American catfish, Lima Shovelnose will eat practically anything. They'll eat just about anything because they have a big diet. They'll eat everything, including the kitchen sink. But by nature, they are carnivorous, which means they love meat. I recommend that you provide them a diet that will consist of shrimp, chopped up pieces of fish such as cod and flounder, and I highly recommend that you incorporate earthworms into their diet as it provides a lot of nutrition for them. Pellet foods that are high in meat may also be used, but not all Lima Shovelnose catfish will accept pellets. But once established in the aquarium, they may accept pretty much anything. I should forewarn you that feeding live feeder goldfish is something I tell people not to do. Goldfish provide no nutritional value to any fish. Some of the lipids contained in feeder goldfish cannot be properly metabolized by the fish and can cause excess deposits of fat and even organ degeneration. Similarly, there is no benefit in the use of feeder fish, such as live bearers or small goldfish, which carry with them the risk of parasites or diseases. If you must experience a live feeding for your live Shovelnose, breed and raise your own live bearers, gut feed them with quality food, and make sure they are healthy. Tank mate is really simple with Lima Shovelnose. Avoid anything that is small. Do not put it with anything small because it will be eaten. So avoid anything that is so small it can be eaten. If you have small fish like tetras, like mollies and platies and community fish, don't even consider a Lima Shovelnose. But besides the fact that they will eat any fish that can fit in their mouth, they are actually quite peaceful. Keep them with bigger fish. Good tank baits include Milius silver dollars, Mentinus silver dollars, Semiprotulotus flagtails, other larger cherisins, cichlids such as chocolate cichlids, angelfish, severums, oscars, other catfish species that grow pretty big, such as Pictus cats and tiger shovelnose, and medium to large growing catfish, plecos, and more. Other information on Lima Shovelnose catfish. Did you know there are currently 5 different species of Lima Shovelnose? Sorabeam currently contains 5 recognized species, which are Sorabeam elongatus, which is the slender Shovelnose catfish, Sorabeam cuspicaudus, Sorabeam lima, Sorabeam minarati, and Sorabeam trigonoecepaulus. Sorry that I had to spell out those names. I couldn't pronounce them. But all of the names of the 5 different species of Sorabeam can be found on Planet Catfish. So check out Planet Catfish for pictures of the different species of Lima Shovelnose. So my final remarks on the Lima Shovelnose catfish. Lima Shovelnose cats are one of the best medium to large growing catfish available in the aquarium hobby. They grow way smaller than tiger shovelnose and red-tailed catfish. Don't get me wrong, I really love tiger shovelnose and red-tailed cats, but let's face it, the red-tailed cat doesn't belong in the aquarium hobby due to the size they reach. I'm not going to say that for tiger shovelnose, because tiger shovelnose are more manageable than red-tails. Lima shovelnose also are one of the only shovelnose species to show off their shovelnose with a hockey stick stance. It is one of the coolest things ever, in my personal opinion. They are readily available in the aquarium hobby and have a price tag of $15 to $40, depending on your local market. When you get a new Lima shovelnose catfish, do not fret if the Lima shovelnose catfish hides and isn't active for a few days. He is getting used to his surroundings. He will eventually get used to his tank and become more bold and ready for food. In my personal experience with my Lima shovelnose, since I have a lot of plastic plants and hiding spots, my Lima is very active. I personally recommend supplying plenty of caves for your Lima shovelnose. My last thought, looking for a medium to large oddball catfish that has a unique look, looking for a catfish from South America, the Lima shovelnose is the catfish for you. Consider getting one if you don't have one already. Lima shovelnose catfish are my favorite catfish, or a favorite of mine, for a reason. It's because they are shovelnose that I can keep for life in my 125-gallon aquarium. I hope you'll consider adding a Lima shovelnose to your fish tank if you don't have one already. If you have any further questions on Lima shovelnose, feel free to ask away. And if you're listening live, feel free to call in 516-418-5674. And that is the Lima shovelnose catfish. Right now, we're going to talk about one of my other favorite catfish, the tiger shovelnose catfish. The tiger shovelnose catfish originates from the waters of South America. You can typically find them in the deepest areas of large rivers where they have room to move freely and to find food to eat, which is primarily other fish. These fish tend to like locations that are a bit shadier. There will often be a significant amount of vegetation present in these waters, and it's common to find them in flooded forests for this reason as well. The tiger shovelnose catfish uses its barbels to navigate in the dark and murky waters they occupy. This helps them understand not only where they're going, but where their prey happens to be. The appearance of tiger shovelnose catfish is what makes them stand out so much in the first place. I love the look and appearance of a tiger shovelnose. To me, there is no better looking catfish than a juvenile tiger shovelnose. A juvenile tiger shovelnose looks beautiful. I think the juveniles are more colorful than the adult tiger shovelnose, but that's my personal opinion. As the tiger shovelnose matures, it changes coloration. So when you buy a tiger shovelnose at 2 inches, it'll often be brown with a little bit of black spots and black coloration. By the time it hits about a foot, it'll start getting its adult coloration. The best size for the best color for a tiger shovelnose would be the 8-inch mark to the 13-inch mark, in my personal opinion. They're one of my personal favorite catfish. Now, as you would expect by their name, tiger shovelnose, these fish have a long, wide, and flat mouth. This is a great design that allows them to scarf down prey and also skim the riverbed when necessary. They have rather long barbels that protrude from the front of their mouths and are angled slightly forward. These help them feel their way around murky waters. The dorsal fins of these fish are average in size and fan backward in a shell-like shape. Tiger shovelnose catfish have forked cattle fins that contain black spots. Their pectoral and anal fins are both on the smaller side and contain a similar pattern. The coloration and pattern on their body is a dark silver with large black stripes running vertically, usually from front to back. These fish are also spotted, so you'll typically see spots in different areas between the stripes. Now, a lot of people are going to tell you contradicting sizes for a tiger shovelnose, but in my personal opinion, I would say that in the aquarium hobby, you can expect a tiger shovelnose to get anywhere from 36 inches to 48 inches. So that's pretty big for a tiger shovelnose. However, most of them end up around 24 inches, which is still big for a tiger shovelnose, for a fish. So I recommend starting them off in a 6-foot aquarium, like 125 gallons, and then work them up as they grow into a pond. These are a very active catfish. They like to swim, so they do need swimming room. So consider that when you are thinking about getting a tiger shovelnose. They are very, very active. They may not seem active when they're juveniles, but as they mature, they become active. Tiger shovelnose catfish are a hardy species of freshwater fish that can tolerate a flexible range of water parameters. This gives you a little room for error, but you should still try and keep things as consistent as possible. Water temperature, 75 degrees Fahrenheit to 82 degrees Fahrenheit. And just like the lima, they can adapt to neutral pH, 6.0 to 7.5. Always make sure to perform consistent water changes for your lima shovelnose. Water changes will help your lima and your tiger shovelnose grow, but also perform consistent water level checks with a reliable testing kit to make sure everything looks good. Tiger shovelnose catfish are fairly low maintenance, but it's important to set up their tank in a way that keeps them happy and enriched. These fish can be prone to stress or aggression if kept in a bland or bare tank. Try to include items in their tank that mimic their natural environment as much as possible. For the most part, this means a mix of vegetation, driftwood, and rocks. A simple cave would be fine for a tiger shovelnose. Placing some decently sized rocks and driftwood on the substrate can make a big difference as well. The rivers they're used to have plenty of these, so your tiger shovelnose will feel right at home. Tiger shovelnose are found in Peru, Orinoco, Colombia, Brazil, and all over South America. Now, in the wild, tiger shovelnose mostly eat smaller fish and crustaceans. So feeding a tiger shovelnose in a home aquarium is not going to be a problem. I recommend feeding them a good quality diet. So you're going to want to feed them market shrimp raw. You can feed them scallops. You can feed them clam meat. You can also feed them tilapia and other fish fillets. Make sure you're using all raw seafood. Never, ever feed cooked seafood products to any fish. It has to be raw. You can also get them to eat bloodworms and maiesis shrimp. That's what I recommend feeding juvenile tiger shovelnose, is bloodworms and maiesis shrimp. Tiger shovelnose catfish are an active species that can show aggression in certain circumstances. While this is always something to be aware of, their size makes it an even greater priority. Like we mentioned earlier, these fish are used to deep rivers. Just because they're catfish, you shouldn't confuse them with pure bottom feeders. These massive fish will spend a lot of time being active and swimming throughout all levels of the aquarium. Now we're going to talk about tank mates for the tiger chavanoes. The most important thing to remember when it comes to choosing the right tank mates for these fish is size and temperament. Tiger chavanoes catfish are quite large, which means they could easily injure other smaller fish, or more likely, eat them. These are not a fish to keep a community fish or smaller fish, because tiger chavanoes will eat them. Some examples of fish that make suitable tank mates, provided you have a huge aquarium, are arowana, other large catfish like the redtail, Lima chavanoes, Niger cat, giant gourami, pacu, and even Oscar cichlids. Making sure your tiger chavanoes catfish is well fed is something that can impact their ability to get along with other species as well. While you never want to overfeed them, a hungry chavanose is more prone to being feisty in the aquarium. Now, here's a little note about feeding tiger chavanose. Today, like a couple hours before I went on the air, I fed my chavanose, my tiger and my Lima chavanose, tilapia. The Lima ate 3 pieces of tilapia, and the tiger chavanose, which is a couple inches smaller than the Lima, had about 5. I'd say the tiger chavanose had the bigger appetite than the Lima. It has an appetite similar to a red-tailed catfish. You should see the size of the belly of my 3-inch tiger chavanose right now. It's about 2 inches, so it's half its size. So you can, that just tells you how much this fish can eat. So my final remarks on the tiger chavanose. A very beautiful catfish. It's one of the best looking catfish available out there on the market. I really love tiger chavanoses, and I think they are one of the most interesting catfish that have a lot of personalities, and I think juvenile tiger chavanoses are the best looking. Now, tiger chavanoses are so gorgeous that there's been a hybrid made of them. Somehow, some way, someone was able to create a hybrid between a tiger chavanose and a red-tailed catfish. This hybrid has been around for a long time. TSN times RTC, tiger chavanose and a red-tailed cat hybrid. I've had several of them. I don't mind them, but I'm not really a big fan of hybrid fish, but they are pretty cool. Also, the tiger chavanose and the marble acara hybrid. I prefer that one over the red tail, but both are beautiful fish, and I think if you have a big enough tank, there's nothing wrong with having them. TSN times RTC and TSN times marble acara both have huge appetites, so always keep that in mind. And my final topic for tonight, tips for raising baby tiger chavanoses. Tips for raising juvenile tiger chavanoses. Here's the thing with juvenile tiger chavanoses. They are real sensitive. They are like tigrinus or false tigrinus at this point. When you buy a small tiger chavanose, maybe 1.5 to 2 inches, that is when they are at their most vulnerable. So we want to give them the best conditions we can to ensure the tiger chavanoses will grow and have a good life. Now, here is what I have found for juvenile tiger chavanoses in keeping them and raising them. You need clean water. So I recommend doing daily water changes on a juvenile tiger chavanose aquarium. And you need good water conditions. So make sure the pH is neutral. There's no high ammonia or anything like that that would cause undue stress to your tiger selva nose. A good diet. So for baby tiger selva nose, I recommend feeding things like brine shrimp, Miesis shrimp, blood worms, live black worms, things like that. And as the fish grows, you can introduce shrimp and other foods for it. And choose tank mates carefully. Choose your tank mates wisely for baby selva nose. Ideally, you would want to keep it in a tank by itself. You can keep it in a 29-gallon aquarium until it gets bigger. But if you're going to keep tank mates with them, choose non-aggressive tank mates like festivums or things that are going to grow decent to where the tiger selva nose will not be able to eat them later on. So those are my tips on how you can raise tiger selva nose babies. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when I come back, we're going to recap the show. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen.
April 26, 2020, live at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 6 p.m. Pacific Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast will celebrate history. It will be the 500th episode. Yes, that's right, Aqua Alex celebrates 500 episodes with the Aquatic Flatline and Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. What can you expect on the 500th episode? Well, for special fish keepers who will serve as special guests, Paul Aramone will be the fifth special guest. He is the author of a murder mystery book titled The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter, and he will tell you us about his book and announce the winner of the 500th episode book giveaway. Plus, there will be two giveaways with the winners being announced live on air. Stay tuned for more details. Mark your calendars. April 26, 2020, 9 p.m. Eastern. It's the 500th episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, April 26th is going to be our historic 500th episode. Today's episode is number 490, so we're just 10 episodes away from our historic 500th. Make sure you stay tuned and you like our Facebook page, The Aquarium Network, because I'm going to be announcing our two giveaways. I've already announced our book giveaway. And on Saturday, I'm going to be announcing the Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast giveaway. So stay tuned for that.
Hey guys, my name is Paul Aramone, and I am a social media influencer and a current author. Not only do I make fun YouTube content, but I also just published a book called The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter. It is a mystery book, where it's about a young man who moves from his home country to the United States to get assimilated to the hearing world, but unluckily he encounters an interpreter and he grew later to like, but then is later found missing and goes dead under mystery circumstances. Check out the book at store.bookbaby.com and search up The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter, or you can go on Google and search up The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter and you can find a link there, or you can find the hard copy version. Also, check out my YouTube channel in the link of my bio in @Paul_Aramone, which is called Paul Aramone Vlogs. Thanks, and I hope to see you guys along this journey with me.
Be sure to subscribe to Paul Aramone Vlogs on YouTube. He's got some amazing videos, and next Thursday I'm going to be filming another cooking video. I'll be making prime rib and macaroni and cheese, so make sure you subscribe to his YouTube and follow him on Instagram and check out his book. And speaking of his book,
would you like to win a copy of the murder mystery book The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter by Paul Aramone? All you need to do is email AquaAlex with your name and address so that in case you win, the hardcover copy can be sent your way. Your email counts as an entry. Good luck everyone, and thanks for the support you're showing my best friend. Deadline for entries is April 20th. About The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter.
The Truth of an Unknown Interpreter is an intriguing fictional story, with some elements of a real-life experience. A young man who is hard of hearing moves from his home country to live in a state in the U.S. He wishes to get assimilated to the hearing world but needs an interpreter to enable him to communicate effectively to others and understand what is being taught in class. His first experience with interpreters was not good, but when he moved to the U.S., he met a nice interpreter who he grew to like. Unluckily, this interpreter goes missing and is later found dead under mysterious circumstances. The young man gets another interpreter, who turns out to be his worst nightmare. It turns out that this interpreter is involved in an evil cult, which offers human beings for sacrifices.
Okay, so we're back from our commercial break, and we're going to recap our show. Today we debuted our Catfish series, The Catfish Cave, and we talked about tiger shovelnose and lima shovelnose. So if you're just tuning in now, I'm going to quickly recap some of the information that we went over, and then we will wrap up our first episode of The Catfish Cave. I think this episode was a success, and I look forward to talking about other species of catfish. So lima shovelnose, they come from South America, and they're found all over South America. They get to be about 18 to 24 inches, but in the aquarium hobby, you can expect the lima shovelnose to get anywhere from 12 to 15 inches in length. Their diet, they eat pretty much anything, and you want to provide them a good diet, like earthworms, market shrimp, tilapia, and other fine foods like that. Tank mates, anything too large to be eaten, and they are real easy to get along with other fish, provided the fish are too big to be eaten. And there's five different species of lima shovelnose, but the most common is the sorbene lima and the sorbene elongatus. Now, for the tiger shovelnose, they grow anywhere from 24 to 36 inches. They need a large aquarium, and to successfully keep a tiger shovelnose, you would need a 6-foot aquarium or bigger. And again, with tiger shovelnose, you want to keep them with fish that are too big to be eaten. So keep that in mind. And the best way to raise a juvenile tiger shovelnose is to have clean water and perfect water conditions, provide a good diet, and choose your take mates carefully. All right, that's going to do it for us today on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. I would like to thank you for tuning into our first episode of The Catfish Cave. I hope you learned a lot about the tiger shovelnose and the lima shovelnose. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you on the next episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast with Alex Cardinale. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast and learned some awesome information on tropical fish and aquariums. Thank you for your support and your listen. Please like our Facebook page, The Aquarium Network, for show news and show promotion so you don't miss all the episodes. Check out Alex on Instagram for fish pictures and more. Alex Cardinal 93. Have a great rest of your day.